quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. A 53-year-old man is due in court later over the collision between a car and a group of football fans in Liverpool on Monday. 79 people were injured on Water Street in the city during an event organised to celebrate Arne Slot's team winning the Premier League title. Our correspondent in the Northwest is Chris Chambers.
Paul Doyle is facing seven charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by six people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
The regional governor of the Kursk region in Russia is claiming Ukraine has launched a nighttime drone attack. They say a hospital and apartment buildings have been damaged. A day after they were blocked, the appeals court in the United States has temporarily reinstated Donald Trump's tariffs. They were halted by a trade court after it ruled the president exceeded his own authority when he imposed additional taxes on foreign-made goods. Hamas says it is now studying new proposals from the United States for another ceasefire in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country agrees to the potential deal. And a state of emergency has been declared in a part of Canada because of wildfires sweeping through the area. Thousands of people have been urged to evacuate in northern and eastern areas of the Manitoba province. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Friday at last, if you've been counting down the days like me. Bill Overton here, our time for the Hall of Fame. This one of three entries on the chart you've chosen by Foray.
Hey, the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
of the seven Chopin entries on the Classic FM Hall of Fame currently, that would be my number one. Incredible playing by Anna Fedorova there, the Fantasy Impromptu, and before it, Fauré. Three entries for Fauré. His Pavane, we heard, performed by Capricorn and the Choir of New College, Oxford. Here comes Klaus Badelt. One entry for him, his theme from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Thank you. Carl Davis at the podium with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean. Kev is listening on Global Player to Classic FM in Trinidad and Tobago right now, about to head to bed, but loving listening to the Pirates of the Caribbean theme. Late night, good night to you, Kev. A little later this morning, our Hall of Fame hour at 9 o'clock will include music from Harry Potter. Dan Walker here for that. It being Friday night, Jonathan Ross here with Classic FM at the movies later. He'll feature scores from Braveheart and the Grand Budapest Hotel and Oppenheimer. And because it's Danny Elfman's birthday this week, it was yesterday, wasn't it? In his second hour, a tribute to Danny Elfman, including his music from Edward Scissorhands and last year's Beetlejuice sequel as well. Make sure you're listening for that. Some fun themes, both big and small screen. Jonathan Ross here this evening from 7 p.m. on Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Lovely, that Lars Erik Larsson's Hours of the Day, the Andante Tronquillo from that, the Malmo Symphony Orchestra we just heard. And before it, Milos Karadaglic playing guitar with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the first movement from Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentilhombre. It was. Dan Walker here for breakfast from 6:30, mentioning the Hall of Fame hour, also because it's Friday, after your reasons to be cheerful. He'd love to know. Get in touch with the show later. Mine would be this morning, a family wedding coming up at the weekend, and the return of reupholstered dining room chairs. They're being delivered as well. My reasons to be cheerful. I'm sure you have many. Right, birthdays for May 30th in your Culture Club today if you're celebrating. Tim Waterstone, the book-selling businessman, is 86. Harry Enfield, 64 today. Adina Menzel, the singer, best known for her hits from Frozen and Wicked, Let It Go and Defying Gravity, her two big songs. She's 54. And Keir Dulley, the American actor who was the star of 2001, A Space Odyssey, you may remember, he's 89. Many happy returns to them and to you as well, if you're celebrating. Listen to Debussy. Thank you. Passepied from Debussy's Suite Bergamasque. Jean-F. Lam Bavuzé playing piano there. Calvin's going to be cheered up by getting a haircut later and going for a bike ride. Adam in Prestwick would be cheered up if he could win Alexander Armstrong's big old mug. Don't forget, it's Alid Jones in this morning between 10 and 1. A Tchaikovsky one for the road on the way on Classic FM that packs a punch if you're in need of a caffeine hit right now. Playing that before Lucy Cowd gets in at 4. If you're needing more of a headrest, some Mozart for you next.
Classic FM.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
It's Zach Perlman on violin there with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, John Williams conducting his own Schindler's List theme. Before it, Mozart's Laudate Dominum. We heard Emma Kirby, the soprano, with the Sarum Chamber Orchestra and the Wells Cathedral Choir just there. Kevin was enjoying Pirates of the Caribbean earlier. Back in touch saying, that reminds me of singing in the Leeds Male Voice Choir. I love how music triggers the memories. Bill Overton on Classic FM. My one for the road this morning. Might be perfect timing for your weekend if you're getting away, or if you have the Mediterranean in mind for a summer break. Tchaikovsky wrote this while escaping home in Rome. He loved it there. His Capriccio Italian.
Thank you.
Tonhalle Orchestra, Zurich, Paavo Järvi conducting there. Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. Highs of 24 today. Pretty warm again. Some sunny spells to look forward to. And Lucy Coward very soon on Classic FM. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening this morning. Catch you very first thing Monday morning if you're going to be up late. Have a wonderful weekend.
Classic FM. Do you love reading? Then Readly is the perfect app for you. Get unlimited access to 8,000 magazines and newspapers all in one app. From Time magazine to The Guardian, from New Scientist to Ideal Home. Discover meaningful reading this year with Readly. Sign up online now and enjoy your free trial. Read more of what you love with Readly. Renews automatically at $12.99 a month. Cancel anytime.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr.
It's Pro Plan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. Pro Plan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. Pro Plan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Hamas says it's studying new proposals from the United States for another ceasefire in Gaza after Israel agreed to the plan. The announcement was made by the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. The former acting national security adviser to him, Professor Jacob Nagel, says Israel is making major concessions.
It's a very, very tough choice what Stephen Witkoff is not putting on the table for Israel. But the Prime Minister of Israel said yes, not. There are many people in Israel that don't like it. But in order to bring back at least half of our living hostages and half of our dead soldiers and people, he said, OK.
A 53-year-old man is due in court later over the collision between a car and football fans in Liverpool on Monday. 79 people were injured on Water Street in the city centre during an event organised to celebrate Arne Slot's team winning the Premier League title. The appeals court in the United States has temporarily reinstated Donald Trump's tariffs. It's after a trade court ruled the president exceeded his authority by announcing additional taxes on foreign-made goods. The Court of Appeal has paused its ruling while it considers the case. And researchers say artificial intelligence could help to end a so-called postcode lottery for life-extending treatment for prostate cancer. A new study has found the technology can show doctors which patients will benefit from a new drug being hailed as a game-changer. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.